Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, October 6th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. G2 Risk Solutions finalizes EverSee transaction. G2 Risk Solutions has completed its transaction with EverSee, enhancing its global reach and offering AI-powered risk solutions. The acquisition includes SmartScan, an AI tool for marketplaces. G2RS now provides a range of risk solutions for banks, acquirers, and online platforms. President Rochelle Blee stated that this partnership will strengthen e-commerce defenses. CEO Brian Long highlighted the combined expertise in raising the industry standard for risk innovation. The deal terms remain undisclosed, with support from advisors such as DLA Piper LLP and Deutsche Bank. G2RS now serves major payment providers globally, with offices in the US, Europe, India, and Israel. For more information, visit g2risksolutions.com. Charbonne Hydrogen announces closing of a second and final tranche, oversubscribing its $1 million non-brokered private placement. Charbonne Hydrogen Corporation has announced the closing of a second and final tranche of its $1 million non-brokered private placement. The company oversubscribed, securing an additional $0.551 million for a total of $1.13 million. CEO Dave B. Gagnon expressed satisfaction with the investor interest, exceeding their target. The funds will support reinstalling hydrogen equipment at the Sorel Tracy site and building infrastructure for long-term growth. The private placement involved issuing 9,083,334 units at its 6.6 each, consisting of one common share and one common share purchase warrant. The proceeds will primarily go towards equipment purchase, site reinstallation, infrastructure development, and working capital. The closing is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval and other customary conditions, with securities under a four-month hold period in Canada. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.